Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Shakti Activators, on August 2nd, 2011. Yeah, so where are we today? Today we have an eight month, which is August, and the second day. So we've been talking about numerology on the last few calls and what the influence of the numbers are, as well as the influence of the planet, and as well as the influence is shared with us by the Mayans. So we're talking about lots of different influences and how we want to interface and work with those influences now and forward at the end of this 5,125-year cycle, which is a fourth of the 26,000-year Mayan calendar cycle. So we are moving into a whole new field of creation, and that's what we're going to talk about. This open field of creation. So with the 8 months, the prana, and this new field of creation, we can remember that what the universe is made up of is prana. And the first thing that we come into energy contact with when we enter a physical body is prana. And before we're in a body, we also have prana. So this pranic field is what we come out of. So first we have this vibrating universe, this pranic field, and then as a soul vibration, as a soul current, we have a destiny. We're giving a destiny, and the destiny has to do with what's needed on the planet and maybe what particular desires or karma we have to complete as a soul. And then once we're given a destiny, then we're given a body. And then once we're given a body and we're in the womb, then we start talking about the progression of how our different 10 bodies develop. So with the 8 months and the energies that are happening on the planet right now, it's especially a good time to be aware of prana, the original vibration of the whole universe. And what we're dealing with now at the end of all these cycles and the beginning of the Aquarian Age is how we can work with the pranic vibration to anchor in these new systems. And when we can stay connected to our own prana through deep breathing and our own vibrations and stay connected with each other and vibrating and chanting and breathing together and breathing as one and breathing with the earth, then we're actually putting these new frequencies, these higher frequencies, into the pranic field that we want to create on the earth at this time. And it's difficult because we're in this process of things falling apart, old structures falling apart. So the challenge is, as everything falls apart, at the same time we need to be holding this new vibration, and we need to be constantly being the phoenix that's rising from the ashes with the Rome burning all around us. So for August, we really have in the year 2011, we have, the theme is really liberation. And how can we be liberated from what's constricted us in the past, and what's constricted the planet, and what's constricted the energies so that they can be freed up to birth forward. So liberation of the self, and liberation is an interesting word. What does liberation mean? Liberation means that we get reconnected to that soul essence, that pranic frequency in our physical body during this lifetime. So that's the operative phrase here, is during this lifetime, moving into our mastery. And what does moving into our mastery mean? All these energies. Moving into mastery, I had an interesting experience over the weekend. I had an opportunity to spend the weekend with a master yogi, and it's been a while since I spent time with Yogi Bhajan on the physical plane, although he's always with us, and he's with us right now. But I had an opportunity to be with this yogi from the Himalayas, and he's over here from India, and I happened to go to an event on, you know, one evening, and then I went to the workshop the next day, and so he was actually, as Yogi Bhajan did, working with people's energy in the room, and I was aware of this, probably because of a lot of my past experiences, but, you know, as he was talking and sharing knowledge and information with us, and he was talking about humanity is one at the level of consciousness, which was kind of a major theme that he had. So at the, in the field of prana, there's a oneness, there's a unity. So that's why when we meditate and do our chanting and focus on the new vibration, the vibration of the divine feminine, and we focus on that, we are affecting the whole pranic field. So that was his main theme. But I was aware that as he was talking about these different topics, that he was also energetically working on people's energy fields. I came in feeling kind of sick. And by the end of the evening, I actually felt great, which really surprised me. And then he mentioned Yogi Bhajan and Yogi Bhajan's teacher, Sant Harat Singh. And so I knew that Yogi Bhajan was there, and they were kind of working with me together. And Yogi Bhajan was coming through him, and at that level of consciousness, you know, there was that oneness with them. And so that was kind of interesting that I had that experience of Yogi Bhajan kind of merging with him, working with me in the physical plane, that experience of prana. And the yogi was talking a lot about breathing and conscious breathing and connecting with your breath, which of course we know about pranayama, all of us do, and conscious breathing. And so what Yogi Bhajan and he, what I was getting, the messages I was getting intuitively that I was reading between the lines is they were working on adjusting my pranic body, which I thought was really interesting. And I actually do feel different, and I do feel better since that weekend with him, with them. And they told me, your pranic body needs to be adjusted. And so you need to come to this workshop, which I hadn't planned to come to, and I had to pay for it and everything, which is fine. They said, you're abundant, you have plenty of money. I'm like, I do, okay, great, that's a good sign too. And they said, we need to adjust your pranic body. So I said, great. And I came, and yes, he was talking, and the workshop was okay, but it was what was going on energetically that I felt most influenced by, rather than the techniques he was talking about. Because with Kundalini Yoga, we have so many technologies, and I have my own practice and everything. So I'm open to other things, but I heard intuitively that I was told I can continue to do my same practices that work for me. It was about the fact that they wanted me to be in that field so they could adjust my pranic body. So that's what we're really working with now in this change of times and this 8 months. We're working with adjusting the pranic body. So it's really a great time for you to practice your pranayama. So whether it's just putting your hands on your navel center, as I start all my yoga classes, and as you inhale, you press your palms out, push your stomach out, and imagine that you're pressing your palms out, and then as you exhale, you press your palms back towards your spine, and you inhale and exhale, and that's a really great way just to bring your breath down into your abdominal area and to lengthen and deepen your breath. So even just sitting in front of your desk or whatever you do during the day, it's good to really remember during this time to really focus on adjusting your pranic body. And I'm actually feeling right at this moment that Yogi Bhajan is here, and he's working on the field, the pranic field, through us, for us, adjusting our pranic field. So we can talk about, and we'll talk more about all the different astrological influences and the end of the Mayan calendar. But really what's happening right now is this vibration of this whole corner of the galaxy, or maybe the whole universe, I don't know how far it extends, that this vibration, this pranic field is actually being adjusted at this time from these higher levels. And it's up to us as individuals and as this Shakti Activation group to allow ourselves to feel this adjustment in the pranic field and hold that vibration. And it's really something that's happening, I would say, on the subtle realms, the ninth body. So that's, we're talking about the, I don't know what you call it, the creator level. So as these fields are adjusted and these frequency fields are adjusted, then it's going to have a ripple down effect. And whatever isn't congruous with these higher, more sattvic, more purified fields will fall away, will crumble. So as we've seen, like with the Murdoch, the scandal in Britain about how people were being manipulated by, you know, by journalism, that's a really great breakthrough because there's more awareness and there's more alignment with what is the truth. There's more alignment with higher energy, so there's less manipulation, less distortion in the field, and that's what this is really about. It's like when you used to have those old TVs and you have to tune them so there wouldn't be distortion in the field. So that's what we're looking at. We're like fine-tuning the pranic field so there's not distortions in the field, and that's what we're really working with now. So the more you can just, again, focus on your breathing, allow your pranic body to be adjusted. Okay, good. They just told me, the guy, Jogi Bhajan, just told me that our pranic field is now aligned, adjusted, and activated. So whoever's on this call, or if you're listening later, you can tune in to get this pranic alignment. And that's what's really going to make your life work a lot better, is to get the alignment with these high-frequency pranic energies. Thank you. Oh, that feels really good. So I'm feeling this rush of energies right now moving through my chakras like a wave. It's really beautiful. So this is what's happening on the really deeper level. So you're in the pranic field, you get a destiny, then you get a body, you're connected, then your soul is connected with that destiny in the physical body, and we talked about the 2, 3, and 4, second, third, and fourth bodies, which are the mental bodies. Then we move into the physical body, which we experience everything through, the physical body being our teacher, and then the 3 spiritual bodies. So we have 6, 7, and 8, halo, arc line, aura, and pranic body. So we're working with the pranic body right now on this call and in this month especially. So as we move into these higher frequencies, burdens become lighter. So what may have seemed like something that really burdened you down or really tied you down, these higher frequencies, this higher sattvic pranic vibration moves us more into a flow. When energies are flowing more freely, they're not so dense, so we're not so caught in illusion or deception or bad dealing. So there's more love, basically. There's more room. There's more expansion. There's more room to flow, and there's more room for us to connect in a space of love. And I just love the example that we were talking about on the call before I started recording that, and that is like one of our Shakti activators. Shakti Activation Goddesses is organizing a reunion for her family, and I thought it was so touching that some of the people have never even met each other, and there's some people that are in their 90s, they may never see them again, and they're honoring them, and they're all coming together, and somebody's bringing food, and somebody's making T-shirts. To me, that's a perfect example of how when we move into a more expanded state of being, that the energies can flow more freely, and it creates more connection. So we've had this kind of isolation, this isolated way of living, separated way of living, and living in you know, kind of the burbs or whatever, the suburbs, or living by yourself, or trying to raise your family as a woman by yourself. So to me, this is an example of the more expansion and the connection makes room for more love to flow, and it also, to me, represents more of the activation of the divine feminine, because what do women do when they get together? They start connecting, they start talking, they start, you know, they start interacting. So women are the connectors, the divine. So this moving, this part of this pranic adjustment, this pranic frequency reset, is getting, tuning our channels more to the divine feminine, the activation of the divine feminine. And as we do that, then the field of abuse that's been held like a glass ceiling, allowing women to be, and girls and, you know, children and anybody, but, you know, I'm just saying specifically we're working with certain frequencies, to be abused on the planet, it's actually been a field, like a, more like a black cloud, but thought forms have, get held in place. So this higher sattvic flowing thought form, pranic frequency reset, also is like a cool breeze or maybe even a tornado. I know we've had lots of intense weather patterns too, but it's actually breaking up these heavy thought forms like a black cloud of that have allowed abuse to continue on the planet. So we're getting a lot of frequency reset as we emerge out of this black cloud into an open vista where we can actually see the soft white clouds, and the sun is breaking through. So we have Leo, we have sun. We have sun to see what is possible. So that's what we're really focusing on now, is vision. What is our new vision? With this month of Leo, with the sun, we want to really see what is next. What is the vision? And it's also, we've talked about a time to individuate, and we talked about liberation of self. That was the theme. So as we see the bigger vision and also the vision of our destiny, what we're here to do, then we will be liberated as we move through and manifest our destiny, whether it's buying a retreat center where the Shakti activators all get together, or, you know, chanting Adi Shakti, or just meditating with your own meditations and talking to different clients last week, and whether it's working with teenage girls to guide them and in their decisions that they're making that affect their whole lives. Different people have different talents that have to do with what they're given as their destiny path. So this is all tied together. So as we manifest our destiny, so to speak, in the pranic energy of the new vision, then that creates us being freed up, being liberated from the bondage of the past, being liberated from the bondage of being limited. And then as we move more and more in connection with our pranic body, with our breath, and these higher frequencies, what happens is, and this is what I saw around that yogi on Sunday, I actually saw around him that his aura looked crystalline, which meant that he had done a lot of work on his pranic body, turning his carbon-based body, physical body, we talked about five, the physical body, into a crystalline light form. So that's the possibility of moving into mastery. One is you want to individuate, realize what actuate, become aware of what your destiny is, energize, synergize with the pranic frequency that's happening right now, and then do your own practices, especially focusing on your pranayama. And what that will do is that will reset your frequency and will also start to crystallize your aura. So then you're literally changing your cells from carbon-based cells to constantly higher frequency rejuvenating cells that actually are filled with light, and then your aura looks like, to me it looked like a crystal, one of those faceted crystal feng shui balls that you hang in your window, and it was just reflecting all these rainbow colors of light. So that's what being liberated looks like, and I know that everybody on this call and whoever's listening is practicing this path, but I wanted to define what we're really working with. And it's great to understand the influences and the astrological influences, but to understand what the context is, whether you're on this call today or you're listening on the recording or you're listening at some time in the future, it's important to understand what the path of liberation really is. And it's just very simply understanding your destiny and then doing your own practices so that you become a channel for pure light and you become a crystallized being. And then you're liberated from the dross or the density of 3D, of these lower energies that keep attracting karma, which is just action and reaction. So when you're just reflecting light, you're not in the path of karma, so to speak, because you're just light. You're flowing. You're free flowing. You're flowing through. And that's what these higher energies that we're moving into are. They're light. Light is flowing. That's why there's no longer the same ability that people have to, in journalism, you know, put out a bunch of lies and control and manipulate people, you know, with on newspapers. Because when we're all receiving information, you know, just from tuning into the light, just from meditating, or we have fiber optics for our computers, it's traveling so much faster, there's so much more light, that reading a dark, dense newspaper that's filled with things that aren't true, and that the people were, you know, used and manipulated and threatened to get out the information, it just doesn't work. It's just not part of this frequency of light. So the more that you liberate yourself and become a reflection of light and live in this crystallized auric frequency, then the more you're a beam for others to follow. And then once you are that light beam and you are beaming light, then you will shine light on others, and then they can also understand how to move into that frequency. And I say that, in my mind, I call it goddess realization. You know, realizing that you're a goddess, or God realization, realizing that you're God. That's just the first step. Once you notice, like, oh, I am a co-creator, I notice my thoughts create, you start noticing that you have certain, you know, God-given or goddess-given abilities, then the next step is, what do I do with these? How do I act like a god? How do I act like a goddess? And then you'll maybe start to notice, well, I'm, you know, do my pranayama, do my practice, how I speak, what I bring through. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the steps to actually becoming an actualized god, realized goddess, realized being. So it's these steps that we're talking about that become really important. How does God act? How does a goddess act? What do we do with what we have? How do we develop what we have? And that's what we're talking about right now, is working with these pranic currents and working with the destiny. And so that all has to do with the month of Leo, the month of August, and the 8th, the pranic month, and the second day, which is working through obstacles. So I kind of wanted to give you an overview today, although I have lots and lots of, you know, detailed information, but, you know, we've talked a lot about that on other calls, so I wanted to just get you really feeling what you're doing in general, give you sort of an overview of a paradigm reset that we're working through individually and planetary-wise in this Leo energy. And you can have plenty of time to reflect on this. I'll give you a little tidbit, since Mercury is going retrograde tomorrow, which is a time for inner reflection. So it'll be a good, Mercury retrograde will be a good time to meditate. So speaking of meditation, so we're going to do our Ramadasa. So you're just going to really inhale with your pranayama, open up your heart by lifting up on your diaphragm, shoulders rolled up and back, head back, palms facing up, elbows to the side, and just opening your heart and letting that ma, that heart energy, just really be sent into the pranic field, and just see the earth totally vibrating at these high frequencies. Thank you. Thank you. Inhale. Take a breath. Feel your breath. You're just going to listen to a few minutes of a chant, Tavan Guru, to float into, it's being requested by Yogi Bhajan, to align with this pranic transmission that he gave us, that he's giving us now. So he's asking us to chant with this chant for a few minutes to set the vibration. Inhale. Pull the lock. Set the vibration. Set the frequency. Focus on the third eye. Project out your third eye. Arc line. Set your arc line to this new calibration, this transmission we just received. Chronic transmission. There you go. That's it. That's it. Yeah, lock it in. And exhale down through your feet and legs to the crystalline core of the center of the earth. Set the vibration with the mother. Crystalline frequency. Crystallize your aura. Become a crystalline being of light. That's your destiny. Beautiful. Relax the breath. Relax the breath. Stretch up from the base of the spine. Stretch, stretch, stretch. Shake it out, shake it out, shake it out. Beautiful, beautiful. Wow. We're going to close this. We're going to put a seal on this. We're going to chant Long Sat Nam. So three times. Inhale. Sat Nam. Sat. Inhale. Feel the expansion of your pranic body. Let this crystal frequency go into your aura and exhale it out, and let the frequency go into the collective field, the grid, the collective consciousness of humanity. There you go. Move it around the earth. Excellent, excellent, wonderful. Thank you, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the visit from Yogi Bhajan and our pranic reset today. I'm being instructed just to go ahead and stay in this frequency for a little while longer and feel it and ground it in and wiggle your toes and walk around, but it's suggested not to talk for a few minutes, and then you can talk, and I mean, if you need to, you can, but just, you know, contain the energy, say, for, you know, at least five or ten more minutes, and just to get this more solidified in your body, and focus on your breathing, and if you want to write anything about it, you can send it to me, or put it on Shakti Activation, and we'll share the experience with everybody. So thank you. And we'll talk to you on Thursday. And we'll see what's next. Thank you, everybody. Bye.